Genesis 1.
Now I can hear.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Go to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. You have the proto-evangelium. Here is the first picture of the gospel. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
So we'll sing some others. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 7. What verse do you think I'm going to? 14. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. What does that mean? God with us. Go to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 and 7. Isaiah 9, 6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Some of that's already been fulfilled. The rest of it will be. He came the first time. He will come again and fulfill it.
All right, let's finish that one. All right, dearest Lord, and then a verse or two of another one. All right, 198, verse 4, dearest Lord. Sing a couple verses of that. Yes. 199. Cross the page. Keep going. Hark the herald angels sing. Okay. Doing a fine job.
Matthew chapter 1. How many of you know it takes longer turning pages than hitting your phone, right? Matthew chapter 1 and starting in verse 18. Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. That's called a miracle, by the way. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah 7:14, right? Verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Which being interpreted is, say it out loud, God with us.
Okay. Your choice. Yes. All the way in the back. 203. Okay. All right, Jan, we'll get yours later. Okay. I saw your hand. All right, 203. All right. Okay. Oh, holy night. This is a tough one. This is really written, I think. This is a tough one. Okay. All right. Are we going to sing it all? All right. You guys all right with this? All right, here we go. Oh, holy night. Oh. Thank you.
heard some of you cracking some glass on those last notes there. It's pretty good. Very fine indeed. By the way, Gregory has a nice voice. He's been holding out on us. Greg Nicholas. I'm not kidding. You need to sing a special, Greg. So now that I've laid it out there, I'm putting you on the spot. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. The number one passage in the Bible teaching the deity of Jesus Christ is John chapter 1, and this is why the Jehovah Witnesses can't stand it, because it just disrupts our whole theological system, turns it upside down. You need to know that. John chapter 1, number one passage in the Bible teaching Jesus is God. All right? John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 11. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. By the way, you've been hearing this all your life. What does that mean, begotten? It means the only one that was born this way. Begotten. Very important. He already existed when he came into humanity. The rest of us didn't exist. We came into humanity at the same time. Jesus existed before. A child was born, but a son was given. He already existed. Amen? Okay. So John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, which means die in our sins and go to hell. That's perishing. But in strong contrast, they will have everlasting life. What a promise. Amen? Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Why? Because the world was already condemned. But that the world through him might be what? Saved. Go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. How do you know if you're understanding the Bible? You know that you're understanding the Bible if you understand it's speaking about Jesus. Every book is talking about Jesus. John 5:39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Amen. That's how you know you're understanding it. If it points to Christ. John 8 and verse 12. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Don't you just love all the pretty lights this time of year? Yeah. Some of my neighbors carried out till February, leave their lights up. There are a couple people in town leave their lights up all year long and just plug them back in around this time of year. That's how you know when you're getting a little older, you don't want to put them up again, so you just leave them up. Don't try that, please, just letting you know. But in all seriousness, a lot of people walking in darkness today, amen. And here's what the Lord says to us, John 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen.
Okay, Jan, this is yours. 219. Okay. I'll do it if you will.
Alright. How you doing, Lyman?
Good, how you doing?
Good to see you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm making sure this is off so I don't overdo you. 229 in your hymn. We'll let him play through it one time so we can get the right key in there. Greg and I will do the first and then you can join in with us at the chorus, okay?
Until the Son of God appears.
did it.
Yeah.
I have no control. Sometimes it comes in. Sometimes
it just cracks. Hey, I enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that? I enjoyed that. Good for you. Let's finish that. Pastor Tom, come on. 229, that's my choice for tonight, okay? 229. Galatians chapter 4. God knows what he's exactly doing in our life, and he's knowing when he's doing it. He knows why he's doing it. He knows why he's allowing everything in our life for his own purposes, for our growth in glory, our movement toward grace. He's in total control. We can rest in him. Galatians 4, 4 through 5. Galatians 4, 4. But when the fullness of time was come, that's in God's perfect timing, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, that's humanity, made under the law, that's a Jew. For what purpose? To redeem them that were under the law, that we might, that's everyone, receive the adoptions of sons. I love that so much, that at the exact time God the Father had planned, he sent his Son. Amen.
All right. Whose favorite? Edith.
222.
Back a little bit. All right. All right. Good song.
So that all men's
Luke chapter 2. Why are we singing all these songs tonight, Pastor Long? Because we missed a couple weeks. And it's Christmas. That's why. And since we can't sing them all on Sunday morning, sing them tonight. Luke chapter 2. This will be the last passage that I'll read tonight. Then we'll close with one of your selections. Luke chapter 2. If you grew up in my home, this would be opened every morning before we opened up Christmas presents. We would acknowledge where they came from, and then we would acknowledge what the greatest gift that God gave to us, which was His Son, Jesus Christ. Then we realized that we could receive a gift from others, give gifts to others, as a picture of God's gift to us, again, of Jesus Christ. And that's how we did Christmas. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree, a command from Caesar Augustus, he was the governor at that time, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. That dates it, by the way, to show you that there's a literal time in which Jesus was recorded having been born and lived. Very important. Verse 3, and all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. It's his birth city, okay? And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Why? Because he was of the house and lineage of David. David was his forefather. And he went, verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Meaning she's about to have the baby now, Jesus. Verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, or behold, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. And now let's all read this out loud, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. All God's people say, amen. Amen.
Yes. Go tell it on a mountain. Okay. And that is 212. So let's stand and sing it. Okay, that sounds good. If you would. Father, thank you for the joy of knowing Christ as our Savior and being in a place that we can freely read that and hear it and understand it. And knowing that we have that gift to be able to give to someone else this season, we pray, dear Father, that you would open our hearts and show us to those that need to hear and understand of what we've sung. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.